Mutual Broadcasting System presents I Love the Mystery. Alvin Loess adventure thriller, The Battle of the Century.
Reggie, old son, I don't know when I've been so glad to see your homely face.
Well, I say it's jolly well mutual.
You know, Jack, I think this here occasion calls for a doggone celebration. Wine, women, and song.
Look here, now, that would be a bit of a...
Yes, sir, today's one of them days. Why, we had ourselves a swell fight this morning with 7 medium good fighters.
I say, Ducata says the bunkhouse looks like a full-fledged hospital.
And he ain't kidding either. And as I was saying, we had ourselves a fight, which always makes me feel good. We turned Jim Ross across the barrel and whammed him with a board till he yelled uncle. And on top of that, we got old Reggie back again. Yes, sir, wine, women, and song. Nothing less.
Nothing less, he says.
Only thing, wine gives me a headache big enough for hypnosis, and I can't sing worth shooting.
Which leaves women.
Yeah, and the only woman in Miles is that little old she-daughter of Jim Ross.
Well, Jacqueline's a lot of woman.
I say she's a lot of woman. Boy, there's enough get-up and get in that gal for a dozen females. What Duke Carter wants to tie himself up to a she-whirlwind like her for... I just can't plain figure out.
Yeah, I say, he's in love with her.
Well, he sure gotta be to take what she hands out.
Reggie.
Wee.
Reggie, you sure you feel all right after having been tied up all that time?
Oh, yes, quite. Bit of a bruise on the back of my head where they slugged me before they carted me off.
The two-timing yellow dogs. Why, that Benny and Mud just slipped up behind you in the dressing room and whammed you behind the ear? What was that it?
Yeah, that's about the way it happened. When I woke up, I was tied hand and foot and gagged in the pump house up by the reservoir.
You sure you wouldn't like to get to bed?
Oh, no, not at all. I've been sleeping all the time I was up there. Nothing else to do.
Not very good training for a hombre that's got an A number one fight on his hands like you got tomorrow night.
I don't think Reggie's got any fight on tomorrow.
Huh? What you mean he ain't got no fight on? Well, didn't Jim Ross say he'd let Jacqueline marry Duke Carter if Reggie licked Big Swede tomorrow night?
Yes, that's what he said originally.
Well, sure he did. And didn't we turn Big Swede loose out of the silo as soon as we got Reggie back?
Yes, Doc, that's
well,
right.
Then how come no fight? Both the fighters are back on the job.
Well, if you'll keep still for a minute, I'll tell
you. Well, go on and tell us then. Don't just keep saying that there ain't going to be no fight.
Doc, will you stop talking?
I ain't a-talking.
Well, you're certainly wagging that jaw a lot about something.
Well, Jack, well, what is the setup now?
Well, all I know is that while we had Jim Ross across the barrel, Jacqueline made him agree to let her marry Duke any time she wanted to.
I say, fight or no fight?
That's right. Nothing was mentioned about the fight. Ross simply said that the girl could marry Carter.
Yeah, that's right. I plumb forgot about him saying that.
Oh, Jove, I'm sorry to hear that.
Well, you are?
That's quite. Now, I was looking forward with real pleasure to meeting Big Swede.
Well, of course, if you insist.
Oh, now, but look here. It takes all the meaning out of it to fight without a reason.
Well, that's silly, Reggie. What's anybody want a reason for fighting for?
Oh, I say.
Well, shucks, fighting's enough reason itself. Me, I'd just like to wham somebody just to be whamming him.
Now, let's make that our beautiful thought for the day. Doc likes to wham somebody just to be whamming him.
Say, by the way, Jack, I haven't seen Jim Ross since you let me loose. Where is the old codger?
Well, Jim Ross is indisposed.
Indisposed, my grandma. He's just plain sick in bed.
I say, really?
He sure is. And I bet you can't guess where he's ailing.
No, I don't think I can.
He's ailing in the spot where I busted him with a board while he was laying across that there barrel.
And all accounts from the sickbed report that he's lying on his face, suffering nobly.
Oh, Jove, I would have given a lot to have seen that.
Boy, did he holler. Every time I come down with a board, you could have heard him plumb down to Turtle Creek, Texas.
Oh, I say, company.
Yeah, must be Jasper. Come on in.
Hi, boys.
Well, if it ain't our little old Jack Dempsey. Come on in, honey.
Doc, won't you stop calling me Jack Dempsey?
Well, sure, sugar. Anything your little heart desires.
I'm through with the name Jack Dempsey forever and ever.
You are sure, Nora?
Yes, I am. You heard me make my father promise never to use that name again.
We heard you, but how are you going to hold him to it?
Well, I'll hold him to it, all right. I made a bargain with him.
But, honey, you know your old man don't keep his promise worth a plug nickel.
Well, he'll keep this one, all right. I promised I'd never tell anybody about you boys turning him across that barrel as long as he calls me Jacqueline.
He's not very proud of that barrel episode, evidently.
Why, he hates it. If that got around in the community, people would never stop laughing at him.
So you don't mention the barrel, and he doesn't mention Jack Dempsey.
That's it. But I didn't come down here to talk about that.
Well, what did you come down here for, baby?
To find out if Reggie's all right.
Oh, quite, yes. Thank you. Never felt fitter.
That's good, because I want you all to come to my wedding tomorrow.
Your wedding?
Tomorrow?
Sure. You heard Father say yourselves that he gave permission for me and Duke to get married.
But tomorrow, ain't that kind of rushing things, little?
No, it's not. I got my chance to marry Duke, and by gee, I'm going to do it. Before my father feels good enough to think of new reasons why I shouldn't.
And before Duke changes his mind.
Yeah, before Duke... Hey, what did you say?
Oh, I said Duke's a great find.
You did not! I heard what you said, and you're no better than you should be.
Well, let's make that our beautiful thought. No, we can't do that. We've already got one beautiful thought for the day.
Intimating maybe that Duke doesn't want to marry me.
You're plumb sure he does?
Of course I'm sure. I don't know any man in the country who wouldn't be crazy to marry me.
Well, that's right. Any man would be crazy to marry you.
Jack Packard, you stop saying that. I'll be the best wife any man ever had, and you know it.
Well, not for my money.
And you can count me out, too, lady.
Well, what's two men's opinions? You'd marry me in a minute if I asked you. Wouldn't you, Reggie?
Well, look here. I mean, say it.
Speak right up, Reggie.
Reggie! You don't mean you don't like me either.
Oh, but I say, I like you immensely. But...
There! What did I tell you?
Yeah, but he ain't said he'd marry you.
Well, you would, wouldn't you?
Oh, please, Job. I couldn't, you know. An old sick mother and all that sort of thing.
Poor Reggie. You're positively precious.
No, not a bit of it. No, I won't have that. No.
Boy, there's a way out of a proposal I ain't never heard of. Old sick mother and all that sort of thing.
Reggie, you'd let an old sick mother interfere with your love life?
Quite, yes. Bit of a sentimentalist, you know.
Well, look, you've all got to come to the wedding tomorrow.
Yes, but Jacqueline, you can't marry in the state of California on such short notice. You've got to wait 3 days after you've announced your intention to marry.
Oh, that's all taken care of. Duke and I took out an intention to wed certificate 2 weeks ago when we were planning to elope.
Oh, thought of everything, looks like.
Of course we did. Oh, and it's going to be a big outdoor wedding. Out on the lawn, and everybody in the country's coming. It'll be the biggest wedding this county's ever seen.
Society, even, huh?
You bet it'll be a society event. When Jim Ross's daughter gets married, that's news.
Well, then I guess you'll have to count us out.
I won't either count you out. What do you mean by saying a thing like that?
I wouldn't slick down my hair and raise my little finger for the King of England.
But you gotta be there. Jasper's going to be my best man, and I want you boys to put on tails and be ushers.
You want us to what?
Put on tails.
That's what I thought you said. Jack, you can put on a tail and wear it clean up over your shoulder if you want to. But me, I was born a human being, and I'll be darned if I don't stay one.
Not a tail, Doc. Tails. Full dress clothes. You just got to. All of you.
Personally, I'd prefer one of Doc's tails to full dress. I won't come near the place.
Oh, but that's hateful.
Besides, it's time we were pulling out of this part of the country.
Pulling out? What do you mean? You're not going to leave.
You bet we're going to leave.
You honest to goodness mean that, Jack?
Yes, it's the longest we've stayed in one place in years. I'm getting fed up.
Righto. I say, where are we going?
Oh, does that matter?
Look, you big lugs! You don't step a foot off this place until you see me safely married.
Listen at her. If that don't sound just like Jim Ross, I'll swallow it whole.
Well, you heard me. You can't stick by a girl through a lot of trouble and then run out on her at the most important moment of her life.
I said no. We're leaving, so don't try to browbeat us.
Oh, you great big lugs.
Now, you said that before.
Well, I don't care. I set my heart on having you see me get married. And now look at you.
Oh, looky, looky, honey. It ain't nothing to cry about.
Oh, I hate you. I hate all of you. love you.
Well, of course now, Jack, we didn't know little old Jack Dempsey.
I'm not Jack Dempsey. I'm Jacqueline Ross.
Well, now, looky, honey, if you're going to yell at me, I won't finish what I was going to say.
I'm sorry, but I'm so miserable.
Well, like I was saying, we didn't know that she really wanted us this much. Of course, that makes a difference, don't it, Jack?
No. I won't put on a monkey suit for Jacqueline or anybody else.
Well, of course, I ain't never seen one of them. Is it as bad as all that?
No, they aren't. Men look beautiful in full dress.
Well, then, honey, I reckon that lets me out, too. On account of that's one thing I ain't got no hankering to be. Beautiful.
Well, I'd just like to see you get off this ranch until I'm married.
Hey, are you telling us we can't go?
Yes, I am. When were you planning to go?
First thing tomorrow morning, right after breakfast.
Well, you can't. I'm giving orders to Jasper right now to put guards on your car tomorrow morning.
Oh, no.
I am, too. You just watch and see if I don't. And another thing.
And another thing.
Yes, and another thing. I'm sending Belshazzar down here with three of my father's suits of dress clothes. And you put them on.
Doggone. What a little old she-girl.
Jack, why did you tell her the time we're going to leave?
Yeah, you played right into her hands.
Oh, I don't think so.
Well, what you mean?
Because we're pulling out of this ranch at midnight. And when Jacqueline Jack Dempsey Ross wakes up in the morning...
Son, when Jacqueline wakes up in the morning, she's going to be so mad she ain't even going to enjoy her own wedding.
Further transcribed adventures of Jack, Doc, and Reggie will come to you tomorrow at this same hour. I Love a Mystery, written and directed by Carlton E. Morse, comes to you Monday through Friday, featuring Russell Thorson as Jack, Jim Bowles as Doc Long, and Tony Randall as Reggie York. Frank McCarthy speaking.